Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Standing by to kick off the second half of the show, I have two very special guests, cardiac arrest survivor Stephen Munitonis and Dr. Shira Schlesinger. But before I bring them on, I want to mention that it is National CPR and AED, Automated External Defibrillator Awareness Week, right now, June 1st through the 7th. And we're going to be in conversation because Stephen actually suffered a heart attack years ago and was saved by his son. It's an incredible story. So they're both here to join us right now. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you both for taking the time to call in. A lot of people are not aware that this is a very important week. I know it was established, I looked it up, in 2007 as National CPR and AED Awareness Week. Maybe we could start with you, Dr. Shira, and just talk about why this is so important and what goes on this week.
Sure. So National CPR and AED Awareness Week, or as we call it also in LA County, Sidewalk CPR Week, is a week that was developed to really increase the public's awareness of CPR and AED use, why this is so important, and how easy it is really to learn and to become involved with becoming a hero for your family or community. Every year, there are over 350,000 sudden cardiac arrests in the United States.
Wow.
And only about 40% of these people who are victims of cardiac arrest receive CPR prior to the arrival of the ambulance or an EMS provider. And that's a big deal, because for every minute that a person is in cardiac arrest but doesn't receive CPR, their chances of survival decreases by 7 to 10%. And it can take, by median or average, it takes about 7 minutes for EMS to arrive. So that means that for a person who experiences a cardiac arrest who doesn't receive bystander CPR from a friend, a neighbor, or a stranger, their maximum chances of survival is maybe at about 30%, but in truth, it's a lot less than that, because what we've found in the United States is that the survival nationally after cardiac arrest outside a hospital is only about 10%, and even fewer than this, maybe about between 7 and 8%, survive what we call neurologically intact or able to return to their normal lives.
Wow.
So we want to triple that, as we know from the existing studies that are out there and communities that have really been able to do this. We know that we can triple this survival rate by getting people to do bystander CPR, and especially by doing immediate bystander CPR and using an AED prior to the ambulance arrival.
I do want to quickly, by the way, thank you for that. I do want to mention that there is an event happening this week. LA County is offering free hands-on CPR training in Long Beach. I have all the information on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. It's happening tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The address is on the show blog. That's a fantastic event. We're going to jump to Stephen for a moment. Stephen, could you share your story of what happened to you?
Yes. I was home. In the morning, I came downstairs. Three of my four children were at home. As my wife, they were preparing for school, eating breakfast. And my wife heard a thud and then gurgling.
Oh.
And that was me in the bathroom. I had collapsed. I had what they call a widowmaker. And obviously, the family came over. And at the time, my 17-year-old high school senior son jumped into action immediately and started to give me hands-only CPR, which kept me alive long enough. So when the paramedics came and they took me to Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach, and it was a perfect storm of great coordination between the 911 emergency system and the doctors in the Hogue emergency room, and then everybody in between. So I'm here Amazing. 8 years later to tell my story.
Now, did he have training or was he coached over the phone?
No, he didn't have training. He said that he had seen CPR done on television, and then the 911 operator also coached him through. And later in the hospital, when I woke up, my ribs hurt, my chest hurt, and, mm-hmm. and the cardiologist said at the time, well, that's a good thing because your son did CPR correctly.
Amazing.
Yes.
Dr. Shira, do you hear stories like this a lot?
You know, I hear stories like this. I wish I got to hear more stories like this.
Yeah.
We hear stories a lot of families who saw something and didn't understand what it was. And what we want to hear is more stories. And these are incredible stories. But they're actually also normal stories of families doing what was best for their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear a story like this, my heart is warmed to think about the fact that your son did, you know, luckily he'd seen it done right in the movie, but he did the best thing he could do for you, and he had a good 911 system, which we try to ensure that we have for all of our communities, that was able to coach him through it, and that made all the difference in the world, as you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if the situation were reversed, I can't imagine the stress that he was under. His younger sisters were crying. His mother alongside was crying. I'm sitting there, you know, not breathing, heart stopped, and his two hands going up and down. That was literally my, I don't know what you want to call it, the umbilical cord to life. Yeah. I mean, really, the stress that he did, but you know he. He blocked it all out, and he did what he had to do. He listened to the 911 operator. Even when the ambulance arrived and the paramedics entered the house, they were setting up, and they told him to continue. So
wow.
when I did wake up, my wife said, we knew you had to survive because it would have been terrible if I had not survived, and he would have been the last person who had been, you know, with me at the time. So
right.
it was all a perfect miracle, really.
At what point did you wake up?
So I, at Hogue, they put a stent in my heart, and then I underwent the Arctic Sun protocol, which is a protocol where they reduce your body temperature. It's a sort of an induced coma. And so I woke up from that point 3.5 days later. And at the time, the cardiologist had mentioned to my wife, well, we don't know when or if he wakes up, he may have severe neurological damage, which I don't believe I have, but you know, who knows? And then I woke up and I saw my wife and my mother bedside, and I couldn't imagine that I was the patient because I saw my wife and my mother at my bedside. I just assumed something had happened to my father. But then when I attempted to get up from the bed, there was all kinds of tubes and everything in me. And at that time I was told, no, you're the one who had the heart attack. Just sit there and rest. So it came out of the blue. There was no warning sign, anything. So it was literally the case where the doctor mentioned that, you know, I was very lucky. I was at home. There was somebody there and somebody there who was willing to do hands-only CPR.
Incredible. I want to take it back to you, Dr. Shira. Could you tell me about your role? You're an emergency medicine faculty member at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, and what else you do?
So I'm the Director of Education and Innovation for the LA County EMS Agency.
Okay.
And here our my role is to increase and provide education largely for EMS providers, for our paramedics and EMTs, for the nurses and physicians who work at our trauma centers, our cardiac centers, our stroke centers, and also in programs like this for the public that improve the care of patients after cardiac events, after strokes, and after traumatic events, and after any emergency that would get them involved with the EMS system. So, you know, when we look at improving bystander CPR rates, this is for us a big patient care issue. Yeah. We can train our medics as much as we want to and as much as possible to do all of the fancy technological work that is coming up in the literature for cardiac arrest and for major heart attacks, which are sometimes related and sometimes occur separately. But without the actions of the real heroes, the family, the friends, the bystanders that are first involved, no matter what we do, we can't save people. So our goal really is to, and what I do, is really to help create and share education for our 911 providers and also for the public to help patients.
So important. I really wanted to feature this on my show first because I wasn't aware that this week this was happening, but also because my dad in 96 had a massive heart attack. He was very overweight, didn't take care of himself, and he had a quadruple bypass. They did save him, but he was about to go away. He was about to go on a cruise to celebrate a big anniversary, and he was out of breath tying his shoes, and I thought, something is really wrong. And he had that heart attack undergoing a stress test. Mm-hmm. So they were able to save him. But, you know, obviously people aren't as lucky. What should people know about this week? I'd like maybe both of you to hear your perspectives about how to get involved and how to get trained.
That's such an important question. So this week there are lots of events going on. And I'll direct you to a website where you can look some of them up. So as you said, we at the EMS County, at the EMS agency for LA County, are hosting an event tomorrow in the city of Long Beach, which is a large city and where we've seen through our data that the rates of bystander CPR are not as high as we would like them to be. But if you go to our website, and our website is dhs.lacounty.gov/emergency.medical.services.agency. I know that that is a challenging website.
Wait, could you tell me that again slowly? I'm going to write it down and put it on the show blog. Go ahead. DHS.
dhs.lacounty.gov/emergency-medical-services-agency.
Got it.
Right in the front of our homepage, you'll see a link for Sidewalk CPR, and it says there, see upcoming events in the link below.
Okay.
And if you follow that link under upcoming events, then you will see a listing. It will take you through to a listing of training locations all week long from June 1st to June 7th. So it's all this week throughout LA County.
Great.
And even if there are no events that work this week, if you do a Google search for hands-only CPR or compressions-only CPR, the AHA, the American Heart Association, as well as the American Red Cross, and several other organizations have videos online to learn this, and oftentimes have listings of places they're offering trainings in your area. And this is something that really can be learned in 15 minutes or less.
That's great. I did put the PDFs on my show blog, so they're up there as well. But I want to, I'll figure out information for people here in Orange County who are not in LA County. I'll put some resources on my show blog as well.
And Orange County also is participating in this in the CPR and AED Awareness Week through the American Heart Association and the American Red Cross. If you go to their web pages, you should be able to find other events going on in the area.
There's actually an American Red Cross right here. I believe it's on Off Campus Drive. So I'll reach out to them after the show and get some information from them. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And Stephen, back to you. What would you like people to know about this week?
You know, one of the very important things that the doctor mentioned was time. You have no time. You have to get in there and do not be afraid. Do not hesitate, because you hesitate 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes, the person's chances of survival falls dramatically. In addition, the person's ability to thrive after falls tremendously. So in other words, you know, get in there. The ability to help a person survive and then thrive afterwards is so essential. You don't need to be afraid. You can really be a hero to that person's friends and family if you jump in the action. You don't have to do mouth to mouth. You only are placing your hands on their chest and forcing blood into their brain and throughout the body, and that's really a lifesaver.
Amazing. Could you both give websites where people can find out more about you or any way of contacting you?
Yep.
Because I know, Stephen, you have some other things you're involved with. We didn't get to touch on that. But maybe you'll call back in, both of you, another time.
Stephen, can I ask you a question? Are we on air right now?
We are on air, but we're about to wrap. But
Steve, I would ask if you could say anything to the fire department that responded.
Oh.
What would you say?
Yes, it was a huge thank you. Actually, when I got out of Hope Hospital, I actually went to the firehouse. I knocked at the door of the firehouse. The fighter was surprised to see someone at the door, and I just knocked at the door and I said, "You may not remember me, but I was a man." I gave him my address, and actually, the firefighter actually remembered me. He goes, "I know exactly where you live. I thank you very much for coming over." He says, "Because we make saves every day, and we take people to the emergency room. We drop them off, and 99% of the time, we never see them again. We don't know what happened to them."
Wow!
So he and his colleagues at the firehouse, they gave us a tour. They told me what they actually did for me on the way to the hospital, and I shared with them my story. So it was a perfect ending to this circle. And
wow.
So I say, just thank those firefighters every chance that you can.
Definitely. That was a great question, by the way. Thank you for asking him that.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes.
Well, we have to wrap up. Stephen, you have an initiative you're involved with. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's KAATSU.
Yes. It's actually Katsu. It's spelled K. Yes.
Okay.
And it was a Japanese technology I actually learned at the University of Tokyo Hospital. And it was actually a rehabilitation method for cardiac rehab patients. So I actually used the technology on myself in my post-heart attack.
Incredible.
Rehabilitation.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I did put your information for both of you up on the show blog. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Again, there is an event happening this week, because this week is National CPR and AED Awareness Week, June 1st to the 7th. And the information about the event in Long Beach is on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us and for sharing this super important information.
My pleasure. I hope to meet you both someday. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. That's a wrap for me. I'll be back next week. If you want to find out more about KUCI, visit KUCI.org or our socials at KUCI FM. If you want to find out about being a guest, you can send me an email to Janine, JANEANE, at KUCI.org. Have a great one, and I'll be back next week.